It's time now for As the Worm Turns, KVNF's look at gardening with our local organic, one of our, I mean, there's many experts, aren't there, Lance?
Oh, yeah.
One of our experts on organic gardening, Lance Swaggart. So good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, yeah. Warming up.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Perhaps they're correct in their assessment in the weather.
No, it's just fine. It's supposed to get hot. That's how melons and squash and tomatoes grow.
Uh-huh. Oh, good thing I put mine in yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm still catching up, but we're getting there.
Well, good, yeah. I talked to friends that they were just putting in their peppers and tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Soil's warming up. They'll really take off.
Right. So it's not too late.
No.
It's not too late. Is it too late for anything?
Not quite yet. Maybe in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, then, the warmer season stuff. Well, you know, there's actually people probably planting two or three or even four staggered plantings of, like, sweet corn.
Uh-huh.
And so they're probably still going to do one probably mid-June.
Okay.
I suspect.
Okay.
You know, and stuff. But no, you can still plant, you know, you might be getting close on pole beans, but you could still plant bush beans.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, so just a few things here. It's always interesting out there, but I went it over kale for seed crop, and, you know, it's actually quite a spectacular plant for blooming.
It gets oh, really?
And bright yellow flowers, and it just keeps on growing.
Mm-hmm.
And the bees really love it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other plant that I wintered over is celery plant. So it hasn't started blooming, but it's in the process.
Okay.
Yeah, and, oh, carrots. Carrots is actually quite a pretty flower.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me see, what else? The onions. The onions, that round white flower is quite unique.
Right. I'm trying to think. There's another kind of flower that looks very similar to that. That's specifically floral.
Yeah, there's allium.
Allium, that's it.
And there's mainly they're purple, but there can be shades of pink and other colors. I'm sure there's even some reds out there.
So when you say that you wintered over your carrots and your onions, does that mean that they stayed in the ground all winter, or did you replant them early spring?
I replanted them.
Okay, and everything, the kale, cilantro, et cetera, you left in the ground?
The kale and celery I left in the ground. I mulched the celery. The kale I just let sit there because it's pretty hardy.
Okay.
The carrots, the reason why the reason why I take the carrots out and store them and replant them is you're looking for the best quality.
So, uh-huh.
So I'm storing about 30-something carrots for planting out for seed, and so that means I have to take about 50. I sort through about 50 carrots to get the ones I want, the right shape and color and size.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm doing.
Right, as opposed to some of us who might leave our carrots in and then just it's happenstance which ones are going to be.
Yeah, so you don't know the actual
qualities of them, right.
Yeah. So that, and the onions, of course, are stored. And you just take the best ones.
Okay.
There. And then, this is sort of funny, but new weeds in the garden. Asparagus seedlings are coming up all over the place.
You're considering that a weed now, huh?
I'm considering that a weed. Tomatoes. I got tomato seedlings coming up all over the place.
Okay. Well, I'd like to consider them weeds in my garden sometime.
You know, there's a few I knew what they were, because the only tomato that was growing in that spot last year was, you know, like San Marzano's or a cherry tomato. So, so I moved three of them, and the rest are I know that they're just weeds.
Right, they're going to the compost pile.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see what else. Thinned the pole beans, and I thinned the squash. You know, you plant those squash and cucumbers and melons in those hills, and you put five or six, seven seeds in there, and I thin down to three.
Okay.
And in the directions, it says thin down to two. I like three.
All right, so each hill has three plants?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. And let's see, what else is going on? notice that the garlic's starting to send up its seed stalk, the hard necks.
All right.
Probably next week, and they'll come off.
Okay.
And you can leave them on. It doesn't really hurt, except you won't get as big a bulb because the plant puts energy into making flower seeds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, and so, and actually those flower seeds, if you want some, they're actually more medicinal than the actual garlic cloves.
How so?
They're just more potent.
Okay, so I don't know that I've ever seen those utilized.
No, most that's because most people just cut them off.
Right.
But they're actually medicinally, they're actually a better one.
So you're talking about when they're young like this and they're in the green?
You actually let them mature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you let the whole seed head mature.
And then what do you do with the seeds?
You store them just like you do regular garlic, and you would eat them.
Okay.
Normally, in that way, you usually just chew on it raw.
Mm-hmm. And so then with those seeds, then are those, can you also then take them and plant them for new bulbs?
Yeah, it would take 2 years. The first year, it would make just this larger single bulb, and then the next year, it would make cloves.
Okay, so is that a process that you utilize to restore your seed stock?
From time to time, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's only on the hardnecks
mm-hmm.
that you do that. But, yeah, I've done it in the past. I've done it with purple haze type and Georgian crystal.
Uh-huh. And is there a reason why you've done that instead of just utilize the new cloves that come forward?
Sometimes garlic gets a virus in its leaves, and it just be this sort of mottled yellow in there.
Okay.
And the way to bypass that is, if you don't want to buy new seed garlic, is to grow out the seed heads, because the seed heads don't have it.
Okay.
And that's the reason why I've done it.
Okay. So that if you were to replant just those bulbs that had that virus would continue to propagate into the next season's plants?
If you kept on planting the cloves like we generally do, then yes, you're always going to have that. But you can bypass it by... it'll take you 2 years, but you can bypass that by growing out the seed heads and
right.
just planting the seeds. And, of course, you want to plant the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's sort of one of your rules of thumb, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just take the highest quality vegetable that you get, and if that's what you're going to utilize to create your seed.
Yes.
And then isn't there something too, because I know that you've talked to me about some of these before, that there's so now you have this new seed head, and then there's a place that you don't necessarily take the entire seed head of various vegetables.
Oh, you're getting into seed saving. Yeah, different parts of the flower seed head corresponds to different parts of plant growth.
Okay.
And so if you're harvesting like the onion seed and the carrot seed, any more root crop type stuff, you take the seed from the lower part of the flower head.
Okay.
Yeah. At least the lower half. And the top half is for top growth. The lower part is for root growth, and that's what you want.
Right.
You know, millet and sorghum, which are grains. Sorghum I'm talking about is grain, not for sorghum syrup. You would take the top of the seed head because you want top growth. That's where it's growing on the plant.
So would that be kind of the general rule, to depending upon what kind of crop you're producing?
Yeah, and corn is a pretty common one people know of, is you take the middle of the cob.
Uh-huh.
You cut off both the top end and the bottom end, and use that for your grain or whatever, but you save the middle of it for seed.
Okay.
Because it grows in the middle of the plant.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, what other one would be easy to see? Well, I was growing cabbage last year out for seed, and I cut the tops of all the blooms off.
Right.
Because I wanted a short, stocky plant, not a tall, leggy plant.
Okay.
Yeah. It can get more and more involved in that.
That could be an ongoing topic here, that's something that we can work to develop over time, to be really how to look at saving your seed and where to put your focus.
Yeah, there's a description of it for grain, small grains, wheat, rye, spelt, and you don't take it from the top, you don't take it from the middle. It's like just above the base of the seed head.
Right.
In there, there's a section in there, and that's actually where you take it. The Chinese did a study on it, if I'm correct, and just by selectively where they're getting the grain for the seed on the seed head, they increase their grain production by 16%.
Okay.
Nothing else is different. It's just where they...
Just which seeds they took.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting. Yeah. So we can get quite esoteric in all of this, can't we?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Just a couple little things. I'm mulching potatoes. And the other thing is... I watered my winter rye for grain for the last time.
Okay.
And hit it out, and now I'm just going to let it dry out.
All right.
So.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff, and I'm going to stay warm today.
Well, I hope you stay cool. Maybe you can find yourself a little time in your sprinkler, or get down in a ditch or something.
Yeah. And go down to the creek.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, as always, for sharing your knowledge and your time.
Okay. Well, you're welcome.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye. So I want to remind our listeners that on the KVNF.org website, we do have a page for As the Worm Turns. And at this point, we're now... This last month started archiving these sections, the segments, rather, of As the Worm Turns. So you can turn to those pages and find information, hoping that this builds to a measure of an almanac kind of thing, so that it'll be a resource for people to turn to as time goes on.